Now, Christos Tsolkas burst onto the literary scene in 1995 with the novel Loaded, and in 2006 won the Age Book of the Year Fiction Award for Dead Europe. In his latest novel, The Slap, he explores the different reactions of friends at a barbecue to a child being slapped. The novel is set in Melbourne, and for the book show, reviewer Patricia Maunder takes a thought-provoking stroll through suburbia and discovers the diverse, complex realities behind some seemingly ordinary lives.
Has Christos Tsolkas mellowed? Earlier work, including his previous novel Dead Europe, left many, myself included, feeling punched, kicked, or worse. The Slap, as the title hints at, isn't nearly so raw and confrontational. At times it's even quite a tender book, something inherently compassionate, because it's told in the voices of eight diverse characters who are each given a chapter. I'm not suggesting he's suddenly become coy. There's still plenty of sex, for example. In fact, his male characters live up to that saying about men always thinking about sex. And Tsolkas isn't shy in his descriptions. Nor have drugs disappeared, though except for the final chapter's flashes of party drugs, it's just a huge amount of alcohol. At least one of the characters is obviously an alcoholic, and most of the others repeatedly imbibe at levels medicos would call a binge. No, he's still keeping it real, still provoking us to look beyond the shiny, clean veneer of life. He's just doing it in a way that will probably attract a broader audience. While part of what made his earlier books so impressive was their visceral language, The Slap engaged me because of its honesty, its easy flow, and spot-on characterization. Tsolkas is upfront about his Melbourne setting, with frequent references to its streets and experiences, in that casual way writers have for years placed their stories in London or New York. He uses local people and events, even unique idiom like the word beanie, without any attempt to explain them beyond vague context. But in the end, where all this is happening doesn't really matter. It could be suburbia anywhere in the Western world where there's a mixed migrant population. Because, like so much of his work, migrants and their offspring dominate the huge cast of characters, a reflection of his own experience and crucial to the questions he asks about identity and belonging. The story begins through the eyes of Hector, a second-generation Greek-Australian in his 40s who's married to an Indian migrant. A dizzying cast of friends and family arrive at his home for a barbecue, far too many to properly understand who all these fairly ordinary people are and how they know each other. But through the course of the book, I was given a powerful glimpse into the lives of many of them, either directly in their own chapters or indirectly through their relationship to a featured character. At Hector's barbecue, an unruly child called Hugo is slapped. This event divides the group. Some believe it's never appropriate to hit a child. Others insist it was necessary because he's never been disciplined by his parents. The characters' positions are further set by their loyalties to close friends and relatives, as well as their dislike for others. The morality of the slap and its consequences reverberate through nearly 500 pages as eight characters carry the story forward chronologically. After Hector's chapter, the course of events is described by his wife, his father, and cousin Harry, who slapped Hugo. The other narrators are the boy's mother, her lifelong friend, and two teens just finishing year 12, who often babysit Hugo. But these personal chapters not only explore the characters' opinions of the slap and how it affects their relationships, these intimate slices of life delve further into their mental state through reflections on what it means to be a child, a parent, a grandparent, the troubles of youth, of middle age and approaching death, of being gay, having an affair, or having sex for the first time. So many extraordinarily different markers of identity, right down to where they were born or went to school. All these perspectives result in a powerful, sympathetic story that ultimately makes little judgment, despite the aggressive views of many characters. I found myself having sympathy for some very flawed individuals whose views and actions I disagreed with, because it's a classic case of taking a walk in their shoes. Reading this book, I was reminded of my childhood musings while being driven around suburbia. I used to look at others driving by and wonder at how every face floating past had lives as complex as my own. Reading The Slap, was like finally getting a vivid glimpse into the thoughts and experiences of those unknown people in my existential dawn. That Chalkis can so convincingly speak in so many different voices suggests a remarkable imagination, or plenty of time spent talking to people of various ages and experiences. More likely, it's both, wrapped up in a born storyteller's capacity to empathise, create vivid characters, and explore complex truths in everyday life.
That's Patricia Maunder reviewing The Slap, which is the new novel by Melbourne author Christos Chalkis. It's published by Allen and Unwin. On ABC Radio National, this is The Book Show. I'm Ramona Koval.
You've been listening to another ABC Radio National podcast. ABC Radio National, on air and online, with many of our programs available as podcasts or MP3 downloads. All the details at abc.net.au/rn/podcast.